Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you. I'm doing this audio from my home on a Saturday afternoon, and I'm speaking to the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. I'm going to ask Kathy D, seated at my right, left hand for me, has been living with me since 2009, ordained by God at to perfect her ministry. And today, her radio broadcast, gospel preaching of a radio broadcast, has up to now aired in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and will air later tonight in the Are we talking about Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes.
Cleveland, Ohio. Tomorrow, it will air again in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then Cleveland, Ohio. Additionally, it is airing on live stream and Roku and all kinds of other witty inventions throughout the world. I thank God for Katie and what God has done in her life and what he has taught me by ministering to her. I'm going to ask Katie to read from the book of Joel, chapter 2, some verses of scripture, okay?
In verse 23, "Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall be overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dwelled wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed."
Is there one something else? Restoration? Afterwards, or did we?
Oh, know? Yes. Let me continue.
Oh, KD, come on. Well, look, I'm not ashamed of how I talk to you.
I know.
You know why? Because I love you, a woman. And I'll go something further. I love every woman in the world. Understand that?
Yeah.
And the reason I know I love women is 1 John 5:2. By this I know I love the children of God when I love God and keep his commandments. Would you move over?
Verse 28, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit."
After God has sent his great army to his people, the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, and the caterpillar, that they are sent by God among us to do destruction to our soul. After all of that, God is great love will minister to every one of us restoration. You see, God made each one of us, and He knew what He made us for. He knew what our substance was made of. It's written in the book. He knew our purpose for Him and the earth. Amen. He also, when He made us, put some degree of wickedness in us for His purposes, not mine. Let go. And we committed wicked things. Amen. But after words, and we're here today in Water of Life, God will restore and has begun restoring Kathy D., Terry, and the Browns, Kathy, and the Bys, Paul, and the Peters. Amen. Donnie and the Cawthorns, Bob and the Carpenters. Amen. And others, that He might be glorified in the earth. I love every one of you with the love that God has shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I have one more person I must speak to. That is my baby sister, Linda Shane, Price Hat, Missouri. Thank God for you, Linda, and everyone else. For now, I must close this audio from my home in Plano, Texas, saying, good day, Doyle Davis.